With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, what's going on? I'm back at it. Been a minute. Been out of the country. Just got back in earlier this week. Had a real good time down in Jamaica. Shout out to the fight crew. But let's talk about limitations. You know, we all got them. And I think the difference is that, you know, some people use them to make excuses while others push through them. And, you know, dealing with limitations, man, it's not easy, you know. And we know that there are physical limitations. But when it comes to the mind, you know, we have to ask ourselves, are our limitations real? You see, we all have goals and dreams, but there are only a few people who actually achieve them. Because I think a majority of us, you know, we sometimes let our limitations hold us back. You know, these limitations, they come in the form of doubt, fear, and, you know, previous negative experiences. And when we face those things, we come up against our own personal limits, and it makes us harder for us to accomplish whatever goal or dream that we're chasing. And what we find is that it's hard for us to hold on, and then we give up. But how do we push past our limits to realize our goals and dreams? You know, one of the first things I think is that we have to adjust our mindsets. You know, we have to, you know, put ourselves in a state of mind that what we set out to do, we're going to accomplish it no matter how difficult or challenging the situation might be. And I believe that our minds are the greatest weapons that we can have in our arsenal. You know, it's a powerful tool. And when you inject negative self-talk, fear, and doubt into it, you know, I think it's kind of like you're killing your brain, you know, with negative energy. You know, I look at it like, you know, sort of like putting meat into a meat grinder and just cranking that handle, you know, until everything's all ground up. And the crazy part, I think, is that it's all self-inflicted. And as time goes along, you know, you're going to get used to doing that all the time. And eventually it's going to bleed over into everything else that you want to do. And from there, you give up or you don't start at all. So in order to push past our limitations, I think we have to overcome the desire to give up, overcome the desire to quit. You know, look at some of the people around you who you might look up to and how they kind of start out, you know, when they set out to do something, you know, and look at and just analyze how they were able to overcome their obstacles, and then just visualize yourself doing the same thing. You know, it takes a lot of practice to train the mind from going down that hole of self-sabotage. And I think the more you do it, just like with any other thing, you know, when you train and practice, you know, you get better at it. And I think it'll leave you with a more positive mindset. That way you can kind of work through your limits and achieve what it is that you set out to do. Now, since I was, you know, talking about fear and doubt, I just wanted to add that when you push past your limitations, there will be moments when you have to step into the unknown. We often fear what we don't know or what we don't understand. And, you know, stepping into the unknown, it's uncomfortable. It's foreign territory for a lot of people. And I think it's because we're so comfortable with what's familiar to us, that when we come across something that is unknown or unfamiliar to us, you know, we get afraid, we freeze up, we won't move forward. And I think it's because we're trying to calculate whether we will succeed or not. And this leads into a lot of overthinking. You understand what I'm saying? Overanalyzing, overthinking. And we can't allow the desire for comfort in what we know. We can't allow that to keep us from embracing the unknown. So step out of your comfort zones and step into the unknown. Now, this is the next thing that I want to tell you, is that do what's hard over what's easy. And what I mean is, when you take the easy road through avoidance, you know, maybe procrastination, or you just ignoring it, you're only making things harder for yourself. You know, you're limiting yourself, and the challenges that you face, they're just going to get bigger. That urge that you have when you want to accomplish something, it's not going to go away. You know, you may procrastinate, you might avoid it, you might ignore it, and you might forget about it for a while, but it'll come back, and it'll always be there. It'll always be there in the back of your mind. So you got to do the hard shit first, and do it now so that you're not crying over it later on down the line, because you haven't done it, you know. And I think we have to just be disciplined enough to do the hard stuff now so that our lives can become easier in the future. You know, we got to have the discipline to delay the gratification that we get from taking the easy route. You know, if you got something that you're serious, you know, about, understand that it won't come easy, and it's not going to happen overnight. So don't limit yourself, you know, by trying to take the easy path all the time. When you find yourself kind of creeping up on the road to Easyville, step back and really look at the obstacles that you're facing, and just, you know, get it over with. Just do it. And I'm not saying that everything should be hard. Every goal, you know, has to be like hard to reach. But I just think that when it comes too easy, you're not going to value it as much. Plus, when shit's easy all the time, you know, I don't think we get to see what we're made of, because we're not challenging ourselves. And finally, one thing that I noticed, though, when it comes to limitations sometimes, is that we're not clear about what steps to take next when it comes to our goals. You know, it's something that I've been through, and I still kind of find myself, you know, going through it from time to time. But you got to be clear about what's next. You know, you definitely got to be clear about, you know, what you want to do next. What's the next step? What's the next step? And, you know, I know, just like you know, that we hear all the time about taking action, which is true. You got to take action, you know. But what's after that? What's the next step? And I think that's, you know, why it's important to not limit ourselves, you know, because after we've taken that action, you know, we can kind of find ourselves stuck at the what's next phase, you know. And I think that's why people sometimes they give up, because they don't know what to do next. And so they quit and they give up. And the thing about it is, the next step is there. And I think people miss it because they're busy looking at the top of the stairs and just focused on the end result. So in order to gain clarity about what next step to take, I think it's important to set up milestones, maybe checkpoints. So that way you can write it down and kind of see what the next step is. And, you know, don't look so far ahead. Focus on maybe one or maybe a couple of steps. Focus on one or maybe the next couple of steps at a time. You know, don't overload and overwhelm yourself to the point of mental exhaustion. You know, because if you do, you know, it's a thing where you're not going to enjoy that experience, and you're going to remember how exhausted you were and how it made you feel, and you're not going to want to do it again. So keep that in mind. And also keep in mind that there's no pressure to succeed. and that you can work at your own pace to achieve whatever goal you decide to pursue. So that's been it, man. You know, just something that I had on my mind, like always. You know, just kind of getting back into the country this week. And, you know, I had a lot of time to kind of reflect and think about a lot of stuff down there. Had a lot of fun, too. So, but, you know, I just wanted to drop this one and just, you know, just share this one with you. So, till next time, take care. Peace, y'all.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.